Lord. I appreciate Jeff, and I appreciate what the Lord's doing with him. And I'm proud of him and proud of God's people. I really am. People that want to live for the Lord and do that that's right. And I'm just glad to be here. I'll be honest with you tonight. This passage of Scripture was on my mind and heart last night. We have our conference up at New Hope on Saturday night. And I got up and had turned to this and then ended up preaching on something completely different. So evidently this is where the Lord wants, or well, it may not be. We'll find out then the service if this is what the Lord wants or not. But it's what's the closest thing to my heart and mind tonight. But 2 Peter chapter 1, if you want to read with us tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse number 1. We're going to read just a few verses. That's been on our mind and heart this evening. You have to pray for me. My voice is kind of coming and going, but you pray for us tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence. Verse number 5, this is what was on my mind last night, and this is what's on my mind tonight. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Add to your faith is what's on my mind. You can be seated unless you want to stand while I preach. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. I appreciate being here. And I appreciate the Word of God, don't you? I really do. I don't feel like I stand too long, but verse number 5 said, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And I thought about, really, I guess I thought about it last night. I thought about things that we add to our lives. There's a lot of things in this world that are subtracting things and that are taking things away from our lives. We live and it's always been like this, but the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Things that we add to our lives. I thought about even as I sat in there as Brother Jeff, I was talking, I thought about things that have been added to my life and since I started this way. And I thought about how when I first got started, didn't have a wife, but tonight I've got a wife that God has given unto me. And God has blessed us three children, things that that God has added to our lives. But the apostle said here, he said, add to your faith. Brother, I realize that, brother, even as the apostle said in the book of Hebrews, he said that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Whereby the elders obtained a good report. And by faith we understand, brethren, that the world was framed by the word of God. Brethren, I'd like to talk for a few minutes tonight about adding to our faith. There's a lot of things in this world that'll discourage us. Brother, get us to the point sometimes, whether brother, we'll begin to wonder whether or not we've ever even been purged from our old sin. But brother, tonight I want you to know, brother, that there's some things that you and I can add, brother, to our faith. Brother, and I realize, brother, that you and I, as the Bible said, brother, David said one time, he said, Lord, remember our frame, that we're just dust. And brother, I want you to know tonight, every time that brother, I'm trying, brother, to do better, I seem like, brother, the worse I do. But brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, there's some things, brother, that God, brother, will add to our faith and to our love to make us stronger in the walk with God. No doubt about it. Brother, here the apostle said, he said, add to your faith virtue. You may tell you something, brother, there's some faith that can be found, brother, in the experiences that we've had with the Lord, brother Tony. You remember, brother, in the scripture, brother, when they sent out the spies and they went out, and brother, they began to spy out. Brother, when they got back, 10 of them said, why, there's giants in the land. There's no way that we'll be able to take the land. But brother Joshua and brother Caleb, they stepped up and brother began to give a report about the fruit that they saw in the land. Brother, but I want you to know, brother, that there'll always be giants, brother, in the land. There'll always be somebody that's trying to tear down, brother, in your faith. But brother, I'll tell you something, brother, I learned this, brother, a long time ago. Brother, when you exercise it, you know what you're trying to do. You got to break your muscles down. Brother, to get up, to get stronger, and to let them get bigger. Brother, I realize tonight the Bible said that bodily exercise profiteth little. It didn't say it profit nothing. It said just a little. But godliness profited unto life eternal. Brother, add unto your faith tonight. Yeah. Virtue. Add. I'll be honest. Brother, when they came back, brother Joshua and Caleb rose up. And brother, they said, let's go right now. God will give us the victory. He'll give us the land. Brother, add out of your faith. And I'll be honest, brother, if you want to grow, and brother, add strength out of the brother in your faith, there'll always be somebody, brother, with opposition. Brother, when Nehemiah, brother, was building on the wall, Sanballat and Tobiah, brother, they came by, and brother, they said, why, even if a fox was to run along it, then the wall would fall. But I'll be honest with you tonight. Brother, I didn't stop them. You know what they done? Brother, they got some men. Some of them stand there. Brother, with a spear in their hand. With one hand. And work with the other. Brother, I want you to know tonight. It may not always be easy. But Brother God, I'll add virtue. He'll add power to our life. If we'll just let him have his will and way. Add to your faith. Subtract it. Brother, a lot of folks. Brother, we look to the negative. Brother, you listen to folks a lot of times. And I ain't trying to be critical. But I'll tell you this. And I realize what the Bible said. Job said, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. I understand that. But I also understand that Jesus said one time, brother, that I have the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Brother, if all we've got is how the devil has whooped us, brother, how the devil has got us down, then brother, I assure you, brother, that your faith, brother, is being taken away from. Brother, there's times, brother, when I feel like jail, brother, I could whoop the devil, brother, with both arms, tied behind my back, but I'll be fair with most of the time, I'm a dragging my limb. I forgot about the victory, brother, that God has given to me. The Apostle John said that this is our victory, even our faith. Brother, what we believe is what's going to grow within us tonight. Add to your faith virtue. You remember that time in the book of Song of Solomon. And brother, and I realize the spiritual side, brother, we look at as being Christ and the church. But brother, on the natural side, brother, it was Solomon and one of the Shumlinite women. And brother, you get down, I believe, chapter number 2. And brother, you'll find where she had said that he had brought me to the banqueting house and his banner over me was love. Brother, but I want to tell you something. Something happened in that chapter. Brother, because when you read down a few more verses, brother, you'll find the woman. Brother, when she stands there, wherever she was at, and you know what she said? She said, I hear the voice of my beloved coming, leaping and skipping upon the heels. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that our faith will only increase, brother, when the Lord is visiting with you and I. Times, brother, when I've got cold, Nick, and I've got indifferent. Brother, that's when my faith has been subtracted. Brother, that's why it's important for people to pray. That's why it's important for people to read the Word of God. I'm telling you, we ain't always, and I realize folks want everybody to think that they're real spiritual all the time, and you may be, brother, but I'll be honest, brother, I ain't spiritual all the time. Brother, there's times I can get down and get right. But brother, the Apostle Peter wrote here, he said he was writing and speaking to a people that had a common faith. Brother, I want you to know tonight, I believe it was the Apostle Paul, one of the writers, I said, there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Brother, people want to shout, and I'm all for shouting. And brother, it's those times, brother, in our lives when we draw strength from the throne of grace. Brother, it's in those times that God adds to your faith virtue. A lot of folks are trying a lot of things carnally and trying them on their own. But I'm telling you, when we step out with the faith and the power of God in our bosom, and brethren, we look at a world, and brethren, that denies that God even exists, and brethren, that laughs and makes fun of you and I. I tried to preach this morning about how Rizpah, you remember how Rizpah, brethren, it went down. Brethren, when the Gibeonites had told Saul, brethren, that they wanted seven sons of Saul, and told David that they wanted seven sons of Saul to be hanged, and two of those boys blown to hit one of his concubines. Rizpah, how she went down. And brother, she watched them seven boys die. Brother, being hanged from a tree. Brother, she sat there, the Bible said, from the beginning of barley harvest. And brother, she watched them die. She watched their bodies decay. But brother, there was something inside of her. Brother, made her want to stay there. Brother, until brother, the attention of the king was God. And brother, finally, somebody went and told David what Rizpah was doing. And my friend, tonight, you may feel like you're low. You may feel like you've got no faith. But my friend, hang on to God, because the king will take notice tonight. He will. Amen. Ain't a man alive that's ever been able to preach. Amen. I'm going to say it one more time. Every preacher better say amen. There ain't a man alive that's ever been able to preach. And I'm telling you, it takes faith in the Holy Ghost of God for Him to do the preaching through us. Add to your faith. Brother, we've added, brother, a lot of things. A lot of things have changed around the house of God. Brother, now I was talking to my oldest son, and he was talking, he'd been learning about how it used to be, about how they used to have outhouses and all those things, and how they used to have one bucket and everybody drunk. I drank out of the bucket and used the same dipper. But we're too good for that now. Amen. Yes, sir. We're afraid somebody's going to give us something. I'm going to preach a minute. Right there, Nick. Yes, sir. Brother, I'll be honest with you. I like the way it is, too. Just be fair with you. But, brother, add to your faith. Brother, it ain't no building walls. And, brother, it ain't the overalls and bonnets we need. But we need faith and the knowledge and the presence of God in our lives. Add to our faith. The woman that had the issue of blood, very popular scripture, very common scripture. But she had tried everything. She had tried everything except her faith. Is that right? She had tried every doctor. I believe she tried everything in herself. But when she tried her faith, when she added enough, brethren, enough faith to her faith, just to touch the hem of Christ's garment, she believed she could be made whole. She believed that. I'm here to tell you tonight, I mentioned a while ago, one of our younger preachers up in LJ had a wreck, and he's laying down at Atlanta Medical Center. And I went down there the other night, Sunday night, right after it happened. They called me. I went down there, and everybody said, well, they ain't just, there's not much hope. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the final outcome will be in this world, but I know this much. I know the boy had faith. I believe he had. I know he had enough faith to believe that God take care of him in life, in death, and in the world to come. Amen. And brother, that woman, brother, she had faith. And I'm telling you, it's faith, brother, that'll move, brother, the merciful hand of God. It's faith. It's easy to talk about it. And it's easy to talk about. I can see how, I can look at somebody else sometimes, and I can see how God would move. I'll have no problem understanding and believing sometimes how God will touch you and how God will move on your life. But I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have a problem believing. Sometimes that He'll do it for me. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say it. You didn't. I did. I'm just being honest with you. I've done these times in all of our lives. I never had a problem believing how that God saved somebody else, Tony. But brother, I had a little bit of problem. How that night at Carmel Church. But I'll be honest with you. The problem I had, I was gone. When God added the faith, brother, when the measure of faith within me, I was stirred up by the virtue of God. Add to your faith. Well, that's the message. I'll tell my church it's pretty good down here. I don't know how it'd have been up there, but no, I appreciate being here. Faith. I'm telling you, add to our faith. Add to it. A lot of times things come up in the negative sometimes in our personal lives, but it never has to on the faith side. It can always be on the positive if we'll let God add to it. I'm done tonight, Jeff. I hope that's all we got anyway. Rizpah. I'd like to preach that again, but my kids have already heard it, and they... I was in revival last year, and I think it was about my one week of revival, and they all fell asleep back in the bench, and somebody said, well, all your kids fell asleep. I said, yeah, they'd already heard that one. They thought they just conk on out. Hey, man, God bless you. I love you. That's all we got. But ain't faith wonderful?
Yes.
I mean, really and truly, you think, right. I'm going to be down this man. But is it not wonderful to know? It doesn't matter what the world says that there's not. We get all bent out of shape about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
World says, you know, we talk about the liberal media. We talk about Obamacare. We talk about all these things that are going on. But I'm here to tell you that all that stuff put in a pile cannot destroy our faith in God. We ain't got to give up. I mean, I don't understand us, but we talk about how great God is, but I'm here to tell you, He really is great.
Yeah.
We ain't got to give up. What? I'm almost done. I ain't done this in a long time. I'll do it in my church. I get elected once a year. But why do we? I mean, we talk about one more thing. Simeon, all his life, had been waiting for the consolation of Israel. Is that not right? And brother, when he came in, Jeff, nobody had to tell him who that was. He'd seen babies every day of his life. But there ain't something different about that baby. When the doors were kicked open, brother, there's a glory to God. There's a different sound to that door opening. You know why? Because the door of life, I was walking towards him. He had enough faith in God how to stay in the temple, and he got what he had been told he'd get.
Amen.
Add to your faith. He took him up in his arms. Hold on. I'm not doing it with a word Bible. And looked towards heaven. He said, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's faith, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
We got to give up. Add to your faith. Amen. My kids couldn't help themselves. When they were little, they still got to depend on me and their mama.
That's right.
Yeah, still do. On most things. And I'll be honest with you. I've always heard this. My, how old your kids get. Never quit loving them. Never quit worrying about them. You always won't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's don't be too hard on them when they won't do that. Let me tell you why. Because we're going to be in their shoes one day. Amen. That's another mess. I'm done. Well, I just got two free, I reckon. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm done. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Add to your faith. Amen.